You see all this? This is Turnshire, bruv. This is where it all started, out of the council house.
Where are we headed right now?
We're headed to Long Island. Governor's Long Island. Heartland of America.
How's the tour been so far?
Tour's been brutal, dude. It's been hard. It's been good. Mm-hmm. Hard. A lot of times I feel like a doctor who also has an abusive husband.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it feels like.
Oh, a husband. Because yeah. I thought you were talking about a man.
No, a lady doctor.
A
That's
lady.
Where my mind goes. When I think about doctors, I think about women.
Oh, not me. So this is like life as a touring comedian.
This is life. This is what it's like to be on the road. One of the hardest jobs in the world. You know, I wish I was literally anything else.
Yeah.
A fucking fireman, a police officer, a squirter.
A civil servant.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone that, like, helps retards.
Basically, any job other than being a fucking comedian.
But yeah.
Somebody's got to do it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, people don't think about the sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. I threw my back out snacking last night in the hotel room.
Yeah.
I struck out with some 400-pound woman who hung around after the show. I said, fuck it, dude. We're going Sour Patch Kids and Pizzeria Pretzel Combos. Like I said, hardest job in the fucking world.
Yeah.
That's my Fallujah. Fucking nerd's rope. A full pizza from 7-Eleven.
Yeah. This is going to be fun, dude. This is what comics life is all about.
Yeah.
This is what people want to see, I think.
Hey, everybody. Nick here. I'm the producer of The Adam Friedland Show. And we're doing something a little different this weekend. We're taking The Adam Friedland Show on the road. And we're going to show you guys what it's like to just live the rock and roll lifestyle being a touring comedian. Start hanging out at bars for Broadway actors. Yeah, look at check this out. Show these guys this. A Toyota Highlander. Yeah, that's what I think of when I see the guys driving those things.
Yeah, Duncan MacLeod.
I think of Duncan MacLeod, and not the guy behind the counter at Dunkin' Donuts.
That's pretty good. I'm thinking you do that Toyota Highlander thing tonight.
Yeah,
on stage. Maybe you open.
So fun thing about this car is rats shit all over the engine at night. So it just smells like burning rat shit constantly.
Yeah, they get inside your engine?
Yeah, they get all up in them guts. But we got a big show. Damn. God damn. Did you see
that? Did you see? I saw.
Oh my God, dude.
You were talking about tank top?
Yeah, that's what the fire truck is responding
Can
to.
Can we drive back there?
I kind of want to.
I wish
I wasn't such a slave to a huge pair of tits.
Oh my God, you and me both, brother.
Dude, it's insane. Why do I even go to therapy? The conceit of therapy is that you have these, like, deep, complex emotions.
Right.
Right? These, like, these things that you need to just, like, weed out, and they have all of these, like, these ties into your subconscious and your childhood, and that's, like,
these things that you're taking around with you all
right,
day.
The, like, yeah. Quotidian flow of your normal emotional states is
right.
The product of, like, this deep, rich inner life, and then you see a big pair of tits, and you're like, like a cartoon wolf, and it's like, no, I'm just a fucking idiot. My brain has nothing better to do, so it's like, oh, what if I had, like, real problems?
Right.
So get your fucking husky out of the road, dude. You gotta be a real piece of shit to have a husky. Damn, is that R. Chrome? That guy probably dressed up like that. He's like, people are gonna think I'm R. Chrome. Wow, look, this guy's wife has no arms or legs.
You know what I like to call her? A blowjob machine.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find a wife like that. I'm in Miami.
A quadriplegic.
I'm in Miami trying to find a...
That's the Chrysler building, folks. You see in the
big
background?
That lady's ass is.
Wow, it really is big.
Yeah, it's like a cartoon's ass. I love people watching in New York City.
Yeah. They say it's 8 million people, 8 million stories.
Mm-hmm. They say 8 million people, fucking 16 million tits.
But not everyone. I mean, I guess guys. But they're small.
All right, whatever. Noodles, 28. Yeah, who do you think owns this place? A fucking clown?
A Chinese guy named Noodles?
You're part of the pre-show preparation is get ready for the set. You gotta study the masters.
Bet they don't have this shit at the Civil Rights Museum. But what if they did?
No. What if they did? Let's hear that.
I'm sorry,
bit.
This is fucked up. But what if they did? What if you went to the Civil Rights Museum?
Here comes.
They were like, you want to watch 1960s protest footage?
Here comes one of the greatest jokes of all time. The setup is, what if they did have, what is it, March of the Penguins? At the
Happy Civil Feet.
Happy
it,
Feet
yeah.
at the Civil Rights Museum. So I wonder how that would go.
In 4D, you know? You go into a theater and then, like, when they start turning the hoses on everyone, they spray water on you and shit. Your chair starts shaking. You're like, oh no, here comes Barry Goldwater. Run. Wrote that joke on Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, okay. No, good, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Should we follow the school bus?
All right, guys, we're in hot pursuit of a, oh, you guys know one of these, the classic short bus. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who's on there, the first student. The first, would a mentally disabled be God student be the first one
to do? To pull his pants down all the way.
Yeah, first student to what? Pull
to
his
pee?
Pants down all the way to pee?
Yeah.
Dude, you gotta do that one tonight.
I might try that.
Yeah, you should do that one.
So we're at the hotel, we're getting to the hotel.
Yeah, the Long Island Marriott. Can you believe they only got one of these in Long Island?
Yeah.
We found it. We're 4.5 hours away from where the show is. But I'm a Marriott Rewards member.
Are you?
Yeah, I'd like to get married to Marriott Hotel. That's how I'm up. Maybe I'll try that tonight, too.
Yeah.
All right. I tell you, nothing like parking a car.
Just another fucking day, dude.
You ready for tonight?
Yeah, I guess so, dude.
What are some stuff you have planned? When's the last time you did a show?
I was at Funny Moms last week.
Yeah, how was Funny Moms?
It was a banger, dude.
You got a new George Floyd thing you're working on?
Yeah, I'm going to try that George Floyd thing out tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And it's about his lips?
No, it's not about his lips. No, that's not the angle. That. No, I wouldn't.
We're still, there's no rooms available, so we're going to...
All right, yeah. Go
here,
somewhere
I'll
else.
We'll go here.
Yeah.
So we're going to... What happened?
So they're sold out.
They're sold out. So there's no rooms available at the Marriott Bonvoy.
Yeah.
I guess there's a wedding or something happening. So we're going to try... We're going to try either the Red Roof Inn or sleep in my car.
I don't want to sleep in your car, dude.
Why?
We're really close to our homes.
Yeah, but I don't know if I can drive back tonight. I might be getting too much... pussy after the show from license plate number. Damn, what are these whores doing, dude? They're making fucking TikTok videos. Women get so excited for dumb bullshit.
Oh my god, don't get me started. Maybe we'll talk about that on stage.
Yeah, talk about that on stage. Talk about how women woo all the time.
We gotta find a hotel.
Damn, Adam, can you believe how close we are to where it all happened?
No.
We're in cinema mode, brought to you by the new iPhone 14. The Adam Friedland Show is shot entirely on iPhones in cinema mode.
All right, let's find the hotel.
Hey, check this out. I'll tell you what I'd like to get. And also some...
Adirondack?
I'd like to go to the Adirondacks. I'd tell you what I'd like to do is get more head in the Adirondacks.
That's pretty good.
There you go. A Honda CRV. What's that stand for? Cumin Immunodeficiency Virus.
Yeah, I got, can we find, let's find a hotel.
So it looks like there's nothing with two rooms. So I'm going to call the Red Roof Inn Plus. Is that a reputable outfit?
It doesn't sound good, though.
No, it doesn't sound
it
like
sounds like a, where the devil lives or something.
Hip hop. Hello? Hello? This is Mr. Friedland. I was wondering if you have two rooms at the Red Roof Plus.
Yes, this is the Red Roof Plus Long Island. Okay, and for how many nights? When are you planning on arriving?
Just for tonight.
How many adults and children?
Two men.
Okay, so singles.
I have a girlfriend.
Right?
What?
Okay, so we have a superior king non-smoking room. This room comes with a microwave and a refrigerator in room coffee as well. Mm-hmm. It has a larger work area, and it would be at a cost of $84. Sorry, $184 for taxes for the night. Should I hold this rate for you?
$184, is that okay?
Is that fine?
That's fine by me. Is that okay by you?
$184 plus taxes for the night.
Plus taxes.
Plus taxes. Okay, that sounds fine to me.
Off to the Red Roof Inn.
Yeah, let's do it.
How do you, I don't know how to get out of here. Didn't we come in this way? All right, we're on our way to the Red Roof Inn. We've got 5 minutes to get there according to the GPS. I really wish they didn't put fucking time limits on the directions.
Oh, I think I need to put my belt on.
Who really needs to put their belt on is fat people. Or their pants will fall down.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, alright. Alright, Red Roof Inn.
Yeah. If you wanna go to my hotel, all you gotta do is holla at me.
We can get some fucking pussy.
And we're gonna. And I wanna get with you cause you're a cutie. If you wanna go to my hotel.
So what's your pre-show ritual?
It's gonna fucking work. He's like, yeah, bro, you gotta trust me.
This is the host for tonight. You wanna say hello?
$200 off.
Cute.
Extend the fear.
He's in the New York Post.
Yeah,
like, that's
for a GW.
More than okay.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Not for comedy at all.
I can't that's believe it fucking worked, to be honest.
That's the type of
no, it said comedian.
Yeah, they recognize me as a comedian.
I call my buddy, I'm like,
that's a huge. Like, that's a credit.
Yeah, they put me in jail after.
Yeah, so me and Adam were on the way here earlier. We saw we were behind a guy in a Toyota Highlander. Yeah, that's what I think of when I see those stars, is Highlander, is Duncan MacLeod, and not fucking... The guy who works at Dunkin' Donuts, that's who's usually driving those cars, right? What happens with, you know, a guy in a Toyota Highlander sees another guy in a Toyota Highlander? They got to fight to the death? They got to pull over on the side of the road and they get fucking, they get swords out? Fucking, just, yeah, they get, it cuts, you know, then there's lightning and stuff. Anyways. Show's over. You know what it's time for, man.
I don't know. That doesn't seem safe. Wow.
All right, show's over. Tour's over.
We're leaving the hotel, guys. It was really nice.
How's your experience in the hotel, Nick?
Back's fucked up.
Yeah. It's fucking... It's road life, dude.
First show done. Adam did 17 minutes. I think I did 41.
I did 22 minutes.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm more of a meet and greet guy, dude.
I love meet and greet. I just want to do about...
That's all I want to do. Comics complain about that. It's like, fuck the set, dude. I'll just hang out outside and we can talk about, you know, The Simpsons or fucking whatever.
I want to do bits about...
Proust.
It's a nice building.
Yeah, what do they call that? Pebble stone?
Yeah.
Pebble walled. I really like pebble wall architecture.
Yeah, this is nice. Brutalism. Right?
Is that brutalism? No.
Why do we go on tour 45 minutes from our houses?
What do you mean? That's where the show is.
Yeah, but we could have just slept at home. We didn't have to be on tour.
Do you want to just drive back to Brooklyn now?
Yeah. Yeah. I really, but if I give, I don't want to give this away in the tour documentary because I think it could be a massive idea. Okay, so it's called the 50-50 bagel. So it's a breakfast item where you get, it's an open-faced bagel. On one side is lox and cream cheese, and the other side is a soft scramble. You don't think that's a good idea? Because you want both, really, at breakfast. Is that... Why are you saying anything? Just... Did you sleep all right?
I'm trying out Islam, dude. You gotta pray after every meal. You thank God, because God... Without Allah, we would not have, fucking ibuprofen.
Or, here, you're back.
Fruit cups.
That guy, that waiter didn't like us.
Yeah, because you kept fucking asking him questions. What do you mean he didn't like us? What do you mean?
He didn't like us.
No, he didn't. I didn't say any. You were like fucking...
It was the two of us.
You were like, what kind of fruit... Is the fruit real? What the fuck did you ask him?
He said, we have a fruit cup. And I was like, I just didn't want to make sure it was that shit that you get in your lunchbox that has a syrup. It's disgusting.
West Herdsbury?
Yes, West Herdsbury, Long Island.
Do you want to drive to Martha's Vineyard right now? Just blow off the show?
To Boston?
To Martha's Vineyard.
Massachusetts?
Martha's Vineyard, yeah.
Isn't it an island?
It's an island. You park the car, you take the fucking ferry over. And we can just have a weekend in Martha's Vineyard. With the Obamas.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
The illegal immigrants?
Yeah, let's go.